Research shows that youth who grow up in low-income neighborhoods are more likely than privileged kids to become involved in gangs or take part in other violent activity. As part of our series on youth violence in Milwaukee, WWM's Latoya Dennis visits an after-school program that is succeeding in helping some kids turn around their lives.
About 10 elementary and high school-age boys are gathered at Greater New Birth Baptist Church on the corner of 22nd and Center. They're taking part in an after-school program called Boys to Men. It caters to kids in Milwaukee's inner city. Samanje Battle is one of them. He's a 14-year-old ninth grader at Hope Christian School.
When I fight, I usually, don't know when to stop. I'm a vicious fighter, as I was told.
He lives and goes to school and church in one of the most dangerous zip codes in the city.
53206.
Samanje says it's the norm in his neighborhood to hear adults arguing on the street and gunshots piercing the air. But these days, he's more troubled by what he sees from kids as young as 5 and 6.
Little kids actually picking up guns and actually threatening their parents and saying, well, I learned how to shoot a gun yesterday. How about I shoot you in the head? Or I mean, I've actually seen little kids punch adults. Just the other day, an adult asked the kid to actually switch seats with this girl because she couldn't see. And the little boy just downright punched him.
Samanje says 2 years ago, before attending Boys to Men and building a relationship with God, he also was angry.
I had a very bad attitude. An attitude where I don't care, well, you looked at me wrong, so we gonna fight. Or I can whoop the world. It's me against the world, and I'm gonna win. That's how I looked at things.
Samanje says he was upset his dad wasn't around much, and his mom always seemed to take his stepdad's side. But he says with the help of Boys to Men, he's realized his mother has always been in his corner, and that he's not to blame for his father's absence.
All the anger that I have when I walk in the door is just like a sanctuary where I could come and be relieved of all my problems.
So, since we love God and we are called according to his purpose, everything that we've been through, we can use it for a purpose.
At Boys to Men, kids can talk about the problems they're facing, about the Bible and the purpose of their lives.
Why do you feel like you're a mistake? And what's that word we learned? The first thing we learned?
Respect.
Okay.
23-year-old Marchandis Robinson runs the program. He says a lot of the young people feel as though they're out in the world by themselves. Robinson says he can relate because it wasn't too long ago that he felt the same way. He was raised by his grandmother and didn't meet his father until just a few years ago. As a teen, Robinson got into fights and tried to run with a gang.
I understand the cycle. I understand the pain and the pressure because I dealt with it. Growing up, not always having all the food, not having all the clothes, kind of being unpopular, so I know the lack.
Robinson says for a lot of kids, violence is about survival, but not in the way most of us think about it.
It's a survival mode to stay in the know, stay in popularity. You see what I'm saying? It's the survival to, I got to have these rims. I got to have this because this makes me, at a certain status. Survival to not be the lame one.
Robinson teaches young people to deal with their problems without resorting to violence. He says he wants them to know it's okay to be responsible and caring, to be leaders instead of followers. But Brian Price says it's hard to do the right thing all the time, especially when peer pressure is involved. The 15-year-old lives with his grandmother and great-grandmother. Price says fighting used to be a way of life for him because that's what he grew up around. Now he says he's working on being a better person. Today, he came to Boys to Men instead of hanging out with friends.
I feel like I was going to be a leader today because I left them alone because they talking about going over my other friend's house with two females, and I wasn't with that.
And why weren't you with it?
Two females, 6 guys. It's trouble.
Besides, Price says since he started participating in Boys to Men, he's realized he has goals for his future. He wants to finish school and begin a singing career.
Trials, sometimes weighing down.
Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.
They cannot be found. Just know that God is on your side. He'll be there right on time. Yeah, don't worry. Everything will be alright.